Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The metal-munching mayhem returns an all-new season, the epic robot-fighting series BattleBots, back on Science Channel. 69 teams from around the world, the biggest, baddest, strongest, and fastest next-generation robots, duke it out for robot-fighting supremacy. And back calling the action, famed sportscaster Chris Rose, one of the original hosts of the best damn sports show, period, on Fox Sports, pregame show host for Fox Saturday Baseball and the All-Star World Series pregame shows, three times presenting the World Series trophy. Chris also did play-by-play for select games as well as field reporting, a play-by-play voice for Fox NFL Sunday, host of Fox Sports Bowl Championship coverage, and currently co-host of Intentional Talk on MLB Network and studio host for the NFL Network. Chris Rose calling the action for the new season of BattleBots, premiering Wednesday, June 12th, 8 Eastern Pacific on Science Channel, and he's with us on This Week in America. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. That's you just made me feel really old by listening to all that stuff.
You're not old. You're just incredibly busy, which is interesting with all you've got going and really sort of a dream job hosting series on MLB Network and NFL Network. What was it a couple of years ago when they came to you and talked to you about BattleBots that really captured your attention because you've got a lot on your plate and you decided this was really something I'd like to be part of?
Yeah, well, it was interesting. So I was up for the play-by-play gig in 2015 when they brought BattleBots out of retirement, at least in the TV side of things. And I remember I was looking at some clips on YouTube because I was not a fan of the show when it originally aired on Comedy Central 2 decades ago. My oldest son, who I think was like finishing 8th grade or 9th grade at the time, comes walking down and he sees what I'm doing. And he's like, "What is it?" And I said, "I'm up for this job on BattleBots." And he sat down and he watched for about 90 seconds, and he goes, "Hey, you are not doing this." I was like, what do you mean I'm not doing this? He said, "Dad, if you do this, I'm going to get laughed out of school." Well, long story short, I ended up getting the gig, and his boys all loved it, so he ended up being the king of the school for a little while, and I keep telling him to this day, I said, "See, if you listen to your dad occasionally, things might work out all right."
Now
he hasn't listened to me since, but that's another
well, yeah, but for a while he was the hero at the school because of Dad's new gig with calling BattleBots.
Right.
You've described this as being like an NFL or college game. This really much is like a sporting event, isn't it?
It is, because that's what the producers wanted to turn it into, and I thought it was kind of a genius maneuver.
Yes.
Is that now there's a regular season, so it's maybe a 12- or 13-week regular season, and it's not just a matter of piling up wins like in a regular sport like the NFL or baseball, and at the end of the day, the teams with the most wins get into the playoffs. It's much more like college football or college basketball, where not only do you have to win, it's who you fought on the way there. So if you're a college basketball fan, if you beat Duke, that's going to get you a whole lot more, like I like to call them, pretty points in the eyes of the selection committee than a win over, say, a Southwest Missouri State, right?
Yes.
And so that's the way it is in the world of BattleBots. You could end up being a really good robot that has maybe, if you fought 4 times during the regular season, you could have a 2-2 record. But if your 2 losses are to a really impressive opponent that's well-known and might be undefeated at the end of the year, maybe that helps you in the eyes of the selection committee get in over a team that went 3-1 during the regular season and didn't have as impressive a victory tally or you know, maybe had a loss against a team that wasn't as good. So it all matters. It all adds up, and that's what makes it kind of fun.
It adds a whole new layer of drama. We're talking about BattleBots, a new season, premiering Wednesday, June 12th, 8 Eastern Pacific on Science Channel, back calling the action, Chris Rose. It's interesting because if you're thinking, oh, these are mechanical robots, how much fun can this be to watch? The builders are geniuses on a number of levels, including giving each one of these a personality. They almost bring them to life, don't they?
It's a great point. They really do. And think of it this way. So we all have gigs, whatever they are. We all have our regular jobs. And at the end of the day, maybe you're a little tired. You go home, hang out with family, maybe have an adult beverage. Whatever it is you do, go to the gym. Cool. These people work a full day at their job. Then they go and essentially work another full day on their BattleBot. And it is a true passion project. They might go to their garage. They might have a shop that they work in, whatever it is. And they pour their heart and soul into this thing. And for some of them, it could take upwards of 6 months of building a BattleBot, when you're talking about from its initial design until completing it. And then it could be destroyed in 20 seconds. And it's an amazing thing. And I think that's what makes the show so much fun for people of all different ages. Like, there could be a bunch of different reasons you watch it. It could be as simplistic as, I like seeing stuff blown up,
yes,
put on fire, flipped in the air, cut in half. And that's perfectly fine. There's no guilty pleasure associated with it because no human's getting hurt. It could be that you're into engineering. Maybe you're a young student that's into a robotics program in middle school or high school, and you dream of you know, creating one of these one day. And that's the power of it. I mean, we have a ton of people that are actually involved in the season this year that started out just as BattleBots fans. And they watched it on TV over the years, and they were like, that's what I want to do. And they ended up doing it. And I think those are the coolest stories.
Well, I read a story, in fact, I think it was an interview you did, talking about Ricky Williams was in the audience last year and said, I'm going to do that next season, and he did.
Yeah. Yeah, so Ricky Williams is a guy, I believe, is from Florida. And he came out and actually saw a taping of BattleBots a year ago. And he took a picture with our trophy, which is called the Giant Nut. And he was enamored with it. And he's always been a fan, but I think going out and seeing it in person really got him the drive and the desire to say, yeah, I'm going to spend my time doing this. And he ended up building a robot for this season called Mammoth, and it is truly living up to its name because it is the largest robot in BattleBots history. So you'll have to check out what this thing can do.
Well, this is a new season. In most sports, a new season, you've got changes, you've got different rosters, you've got different strategies employed. A new season, BattleBots, will we see new technology, new strategy, a new generation of robots I talked about? What new will we see this season?
Well, I think that all these bot builders are always kind of looking for the next big thing. And you know, for them, I think more than anything, it's how do we play the long game here? Because it's not just about winning your initial match. That's fun. But it's how do we prevent so much damage being done to our bot to the point where we can't fix it? Because that's what you really need to do. It's a quick turnaround time for these robot builders. That's why they have to have such good technicians in the pits that are doing the work with them. Sometimes a robot will win a match, and they've actually sustained more damage than the team they just defeated. And so how do you have the ability to bounce back? So I think that the technology growth really has more to do with what's going on inside of the robot, how to protect it better, things of that nature. You know, of course, you're always trying to go bigger, stronger, faster.
Yes.
But sometimes that doesn't always work to the best of your ability in robot combat.
Let's talk about some of the robots we'll see this year. Bite Force is back. What a two-time winner. Obviously one to watch for this season.
Yeah, he's Bite Force is the defending champion, built by a guy who's in his 30s named Paul Ventimiglia. He's been in robot combat since he was a teenager. So he's one of those guys that I'm talking about. Excuse me. Started out really young, grew with the sport. He won a $500,000 project when he was in college at WPI. You know, he's been one of the kings of this sport ever since. Tombstone is another one, built by Ray Billings. It's a very simple design. It looks a little bit like a lawnmower with a huge blade on the end of it. But that blade can be one of six or seven different ones that he can switch out depending on his opponent, and it could weigh up upwards of 72, 73 pounds. And if you think of a blade that's spinning over 200 miles an hour that's that heavy, there's a reason they call him the king of kinetic energy. And you don't have to be a physicist to understand exactly what sort of damage he can do to not only his opponent, but himself when he hits another 250-pound piece of metal. One of my favorites is called Bronco, and it is what's called a flipper bot. So it has the ability to use this hydraulic flipper and get under its opponents and flip another 250-pound robot 15 to 20 feet in the air. It's unlike anything I've ever seen before, and sometimes he'll get a good draw where he fights an opponent that is also like a fire-breathing dragon or something like that. So imagine seeing a piece of metal that is on fire getting flipped and rotated 15 or 20 feet in the air. It's something special.
Got about a minute or so left. You've done this for a couple of years now. Are you even amazed at some of the technology you're seeing?
I am. I mean, it's, you know, I think it's so fun because there's robotics clubs that are popping up left and right. And this past off season, I had the pleasure of kind of being a special guest at one of the regional robotics tournaments in Los Angeles. And to see the kids and what they're involved with and them talking about wanting to one day build a robot and kind of build the next big thing that can take down a Tombstone or take down a Bite Force or take down a Minotaur, which is a bot from Brazil, that's cool. And I'm not smart enough to always understand the major moves that have been made technologically. I usually have to have them very slowly explained to me.
Yes.
But, yeah, I think it's always fun to see what sort of different is new and different in the BattleBots world. There's no question about it.
I love your enthusiasm. Are you and your son secretly in the garage at night building a bot for competition?
Yeah, that's BattleBots calling the fight where my engineering degree ends. I will stay right there. Sometimes you have to stay in your lane. I know my lane.
Well, that's good. You know where your lane is, so that is good. And they got BattleBots brackets around the country, people, families getting together and cheering on. It's going to be an exciting second season on the Science Channel, BattleBots, premiering Wednesday, June 12th, 8 Eastern Pacific. And back calling the action, our guest on today's program, Chris Rose. Chris, a pleasure to have you with us. We'll be watching season 2. Thank you for being with us on the program.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the time.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.